First and foremost, Eunice, Graham and I went to a meeting this last week for the local partnership, which is Heal, Whatcombe, Barton and Willows. And at it was Val Birch from the prayer meeting that meets here once a week. And she had loads of ideas of things that we could do for the Queen's Jubilee celebrations. Very good suggestions. I did say in the meeting that we'd better to do fewer and make sure that they're done properly than too many. She was quite happy about that. But one thing we had both said was that although it's for the whole community, we thought it would be good to have a Thanksgiving service, Thanksgiving for the Queen and the wonderful reign that she has done. And at the end of the meeting, a lot more happened, but at the end of the meeting, they agreed, and my hearing wasn't too good, that I should be responsible for organising the Thanksgiving service. Well, I had mentioned St Martin's, but I said St Martin's themselves will only have a male priest. They won't even have a male priest that has been ordained by a lady priest or a lady bishop. So I said, you know, but we wouldn't be involving them if we had that. The leader of the council, Steve Darling, who was at the meeting, said you could have one on the Downs. Now, the only way I know of getting to the Downs would be to walk through Acorn and across. But there is, of course, a road entrance. I don't know whether any of you know it. All right. You can get there by car?
If you're going to get there, you can't get any further.
All right. But I don't think, I'm going to have a look at it, but I don't think there's any dry space there if it rained. Is there? Yeah. So I think, bearing in mind that it would be us that's organising it and not St Martin's, that we might have St Martin's because they've got a lot of open ground there, and also they've got the big hall, which that's where my induction and then the celebration meal was held. So we can use the area quite easily. I'm sure they would agree. So I'm going to be looking at that. I did think, because I like aiming high, that I might write to the Bishop of Exeter and said to him, because I don't know whether you know, but these celebrations go from Thursday, which is a bank holiday, right the way through till Tuesday is a bank holiday. Monday. Right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I wondered whether he would have any time during that to actually be, it'd be a short speak, but to give a short word. But what we really want, of course, is a lot of music. We'd have to have a fair-sized worship group. So I've got a big job on my hands, so beware you. And it's a job that I'm going to enjoy, I must admit. But the first thing I've done is I've written to the, or sent an email to the secretary of Christians Together in Torbay, Lee Bray, and I've asked him to let me know all the churches that are in that area for the partnership. Because as I said to him, I don't want to miss any church out. I mean, I shall also be corresponding with all the community centres and the organisations in that wide area, because it's not just open to Christian people, it's going to be open to everyone. So it's going to be a big event. So I value your prayers for that, because I've got a long way to go, and it's got to be all set long before June, of course. So we'll see. So that was one thing. The other thing, at the meeting, I had some small plans about A3 size, A4, sorry, and I showed them to them because I wanted Steve Darling particularly to see. And I said, we cannot get the money for this place, but these are the plans until we've got the piece of ground. And it appeared that half term, which is even nearer, there's going to be down in the lower car park here activities for children and families, organised by our community builders. And they said you could have stand with our plans on. So we're going to have a big A3 plan of the centre. I showed at the meeting the small plans, and Val Birch has since written to me and said, if you are coming to our prayer meeting on Wednesday, could you bring them? Today I've got the big ones, but I'm not going to take them to the little prayer meeting. They're going to be kept to go on proper display boards for the actual half term. But you of all people should see them first anyway. So give you an idea. And this centre, yeah, that's one that coffee morning, whatever. It's the coffee morning. Sorry, it's the coffee morning. Yeah. Anyway, there are posters about it, but that is not my realm. But anyway, just to tell you that this big place has lots of rooms, small rooms for meetings, etc. Yeah, no, don't get them out now, please. Then it has a big meeting room, it has kitchen, it has toilets, has everything I think we could possibly need for a community centre. Just wanted you to have some idea of what we're doing. With the plans will be a plan of inside showing what rooms, etc., there are. But we'll leave that for now. It is an earnest matter for prayer about where it's going to be sited, and that we're waiting on the council. So prayer for that, prayer for the service, and through as many organisations and people that we know, we need to let them know about the actual celebration service for the Queen. As I say, you can't do that yet because we've got to find the place, and then when I've got the place, we will write to all the churches that I'm given, and all the organisations, and all the all the community centres, and every kind of organisation we can trace, so that it's widely done. But it has to be, of course, within the area for which have asked us to organise it, but it will be open much wider. If it is a big event, I think Steve Darling, for instance, thought that a lot of people in the other parts of Torquay would want to come. And of course they would be welcome, but it won't be them that's organising it. All right? So,
£1,000 and have it to fill. But then everybody on the estate bought a brick, £1 brick, and they built a community hall out of everybody's £1 brick. Maybe today it could be £10 per brick, which would fund maybe your community hall. Just a thought.
No, thank you very much.
I'll bring it up on Wednesday when I see Val, because I didn't know anything about it.
Yep, all right, thank you very much. Well, that's why I wanted you to know, and I wanted it online, because then it goes out to further people. But we've come to worship, and we're going to begin with I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. Come to our wonderful Lord in prayer. Let us pray. We come to worship you, O Lord, this morning, for you are the Lord of Lords, you are the King of Kings, you are the only one and true and living God. We pray that our worship may be sincere, We pray, Lord, that we might be open to hear your voice. We pray, Lord, that we might open your word, that we might be willing to obey that word. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us in all that we do, that we might serve you faithfully. We pray for our Queen with the approaching of the special celebration, and we ask, Lord, that you would be with her, that you would help her through all the activities that are going to take place, that you would keep her fit, that you would keep her well. And we thank you, Lord, for the service that she has given to the country. But Lord, we also thank you especially for the way she has upheld her faith and for the way that she has served you. Lord, we thank you for who you are, and we worship you with sincerity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Great is the darkness that covers the earth.
Pleasure in justice and peace.
To bring God's word to us today from Timothy. If you take out the middle sheet, you'll find it easier to follow on.
Chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Having nothing to do with such people. They are kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these teachings oppose the truth. They are men of depraved minds, who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far, because as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. You, however, know all about my teachings, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, suffering. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of it. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it and how your infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen.
Amen.
Let us come again to the Lord. Let us come in believing prayer. Let us be reminded that God loves to hear our prayers, and he will answer them in accordance with his will. Let us pray. Almighty and most powerful God, we thank you for the world that you have created, and we pray for that world. We pray for those in authority that they might have your wisdom and your guidance. We pray for all people in the world who are in need. Lord, there are so many people, there are so many needs, but you know and you love all those people. And we bring them to you this morning. And we simply ask, Lord, that you would be with those who help the needy. So many different organizations, so many different people, so many professionals, all there to help. And Lord, there are so many volunteers too. And we thank you for them all, and we pray that you would equip them for the service that they are undertaking for the needy, for the needy themselves, Lord. May they know your healing power, and may they know your love. Be with them, Lord. Be their constant companions. We pray, Lord, for our own country. We pray, Lord, for your church throughout the world. We pray for your church in this land. Lord, help us that we might be faithful servants of yours, that we might be true disciples, that we might be empty of self and full of the Spirit. Lord, we come to worship, but that's just part of our life with you. We live for you. We want to live for you always, Lord. Give us the strength. Equip, empower us. Fill us with the Spirit so that we might work for you, that we work with you working in and through us. For you know, Lord, that we cannot do all this on our own, but we praise you, because with you all things are possible. So as we continue to worship this morning, Lord, we ask that we may know your presence among us, both in a new and wonderful way. And as we leave each other and go our own ways, be with us, be with our families, be with our friends. Be with all those who we will have contact with. Help us, Lord, to share your love and the gift of salvation. So, Lord, may you be served faithfully by us, but we can only do it in your strength. We bring our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. We have got that story, haven't we? It's a wonderful message, and we need to share it as God's disciples.
We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and sweetness, a story of peace and light, a story of peace and light. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth.
The title to the message, Our Responsibilities. Surely, first and foremost, our responsibility must be to serve the Lord our God. He must come first in all and everything. We've got 3 points for you. The first one, taking them from 2 Timothy and from chapter 1, isn't it? Beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. And I want to share with you a verse from Matthew, Matthew 5, verse 17. I think it's Matthew 7 verse 15, isn't it? Yes, it is. Matthew 7 verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Beware of false prophets. And my friends, there are many about today. There are many about today. There are many in what we call the Church of God. There are many who have false teaching, and it needs to be stopped. I've got a leaflet here that says, "Do all roads lead to God. Do all roads lead to God?" And it talks about all the other organizations, including Spiritualism, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, Christian Science, Christadelphians, and so on. There are false witnesses in many organizations who say that they believe in a God. Some say they believe in our God, but their teaching is false. And as I've already said, there are many in the church today, as we know it, who have false doctrine. I came across a young chappie who wanted to serve the Lord in our country. He came from America. He came with his wife and 2 children, and they were giving their life to the Lord, and their church in America were financing their ministry in this country. And they wanted to come and help in the church that I was at that time responsible for. And it turned out that this gentleman did not believe in women being in any senior position in the church today. Now, how could I accept a man like that? He also didn't believe that the spirit who came to the apostles originally, that spirit and that spirit's power, he said, was not available to us today. Where would we be without the spirit working in us, my friends? It's false doctrine. A man who was giving his life to the Lord, but he had a false doctrine, I'm afraid. And you know, this morning I laid in bed long time after I should have been up. I said to Eunice, "I don't think I can get there today." Turned out later we found I didn't have my medication yesterday morning, but anyway, suddenly I found my feet swinging out of the bed and getting up. That wasn't me, that wasn't my energy. That was the Lord working in me. Where would we be without the Spirit working in us? I was a very shy person at one time. You may find that hard to believe, but it was true. And I would go to meetings and not speak a word. But the Lord took over, and I know what the filling of the Spirit is. And I also know, as I'm sure you know, we must never forget it, that we need a constant filling of the Spirit. It's too easy to be empty of self, but we need to be full of the Spirit daily. So be careful, my friends, because not everybody that, as the scripture says, come in sheep's clothing, are true. There are many false people about in this world, and unfortunately in what we call the church today. So that's one, beware of false teachers. That's one of our responsibilities. Number two, follow those who are true. We're now looking at verses 10 to 12. Follow those who are true. Verse 10, their lives are open for all to see. People can see what we are. They can see and hear what we believe. And of course, God knows too, because we've got no secrets from him. But yes, their lives are open, and those are the people that we have to follow. And then it says in verse 10 also, those people teach the truth. And it's no good, is it, us just talking about false prophets, people who preach false words. But we must surely teach the truth ourselves. Still in verse 10, we must preach what we practice. That's what the people were doing in Paul and Timothy's time. They were practicing what they preached. No good preaching if you can't practice it yourself. You've got to be true to God's word. And one we might find hard in these verses 11 to 12, they are willing to suffer. Paul and Timothy were certainly willing to suffer. So were many of the people that were working alongside them, men and women. And they were willing to suffer. In other words, they were willing to give all their life to the Lord, whatever might happen. So beware of false teachers. Follow those who are true. And verses 13 to 17, we are to continue in God's word. So as we go through our lives, we are to continue in the word of God. That is, that should be a handbook for life, if you like. That's one way of putting it. The people in Paul and Timothy's time, they were holy, and they knew that God's word had been set apart by God. In other words, it's not just called God's word. God has set that word apart as his word. It is God that speaks through his word. They also knew, and so do we, the scripture leads us to salvation. There are people who come to church, that's family have done it, it's been what they used to. There are other people who come to church for many different reasons. But do all of them come to know God's gift of salvation? They need to. And so it's the church's responsibility. Those of us who know Jesus as our Saviour, those of us who've been born again, it is up to us to share that truth with those who may come to church but may not know Jesus as their Saviour, may never have gone through the experience of being born again. And that's only the beginning, because then comes the life of dedicated service. Also, we see in these verses that the people were true and dependable. Is all that we tell other people really true? Is it really based on God's word? It needs to be. We need to be true to God's word. And we also need to be dependable. People must be able to depend on us. If they can't depend on us, their fellow Christians in the church today, then who are they going to be able to depend on? We must see that we are there, that people can depend on us. Also, we see that as they're continuing God's word, they are profitable. Yes, you may say, well, I find it hard. I talk to people and they don't listen, or they never make the next step forward. Carry on, my friends, because Scripture tells us that if we persevere and if we go in God's strength and in the power of the Spirit, we will become profitable in bringing others to Christ. It can take months, it can take years, but we must carry on and see that the word that we preach continues. Has been said to me before that this group is small. Should we carry on? Of course we've got to carry on. Why? We carry on because we have a gospel to proclaim. And if we're faithful, we certainly can be profitable. The other thing is that they found out as they continued in God's word that God equipped them for the service, for their service to God. And that we've got to do. We've got to let God to equip us. Don't let us say to each other, oh, I find it hard. Yeah, we do, but God doesn't. God equips and empowers us. God works in and through us. And if we cannot believe that, where do we stand? My friends, there is a God. There is only one God. There is a true God, a living God. He's the one that we are worshipping here today. But he is the one that wants us daily to move forward for him. And whatever way we do it, you know, people say, well, sometimes I find it hard to explain the truth of salvation. But you know, we can show God's love in so many ways. And when I think back of the motor project and the boys that had their cars repaired by Dean and Graham, and they joined in and helped. And the thing I used to get was, why are they doing it? Why are they doing it for us? And that was my opportunity to say, because they're doing it because God loves you and they love God. So we can do it in what we do. It doesn't only come out of the mouth. It's how we treat people. Be good hosts and hostesses. Be good servants. Be good listeners. That's it, very important. And be visitors. There are so many things that we can and we must do. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us to accept all of our responsibilities, knowing that we don't go alone, but that you are there with and for us. You are working in and through us, and we thank you. Amen. Our last song, Jesus is the name we honour. And can I just say that if any of you know of worship groups that you think I could approach to join a big worship group, then would you please let me know? Jesus is the name we honor. Jesus is the name we praise.
Jesus is the name we honor.
This leaflet's not talking about the Christian church. It is talking about what the Christian church is not. But if anyone would like one of these leaflets, just let me know and I can get you one each. Let's stand and say the grace together.
You can't.
Right. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.
6th of February 1952, the Queen came to the throne.
Oh, today.
Today. Yeah. She was 25.
Yeah.
She learned it when over in Kenya.
Was because Edward couldn't take the throne because he was marrying a divorced person.
Yeah.
So in her speech, she's going against that to say that she wants the Charlie and Camilla to become the queen.
She's not going to be a queen.
She's going to
be
a consort.
Yeah.
I got text on my phone saying that when Charles becomes king, Camilla will be queen.
Yes.
Because it's not false news, but be careful. Sometimes it's false, isn't it?
Yeah. I think she'll be consul.
Hey?
Bruce wants that yellow.
What, back? Does he?
That's all right, he's got one now.
Can I just have your attention a minute?
There we are.
We are thinking of replacing the both banners out the front with that. The reason I call it the People's Church is because it is a community church. Now, I can change the name, but there is sheets there to show what a 4.8 metre banner would look like, where we've come to, but Bruce has got his hand down. Please take it away and think about it. Not for any decision yet, because it's in the early stages of planning.
Thank you.
Yeah.